Homesickness for Heaven by Greg Laurie. Read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from John 14:2. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? Deep inside us, there is a sense of something more in life that drives us on. No matter what experiences you've had, no matter how wonderful they were just a glimpse of what is still ahead. You are really homesick for a place you have never been before. And that place is heaven. You were wired this way. The Bible says that God has put eternity in our hearts. Just see Ecclesiastes 3:11. This simply means there is a sense inside of us that there is more to life. That is what keeps us moving forward. It is sort of like the homing instinct we see in the animal kingdom, like the salmon making their way upstream with such determination. We see it in the way that the swallows return every year to San Juan Capistrano. It's a homing instinct that drives them. We have the same thing, but it is a honing instinct for a place we haven't seen yet. It is a homesickness for heaven. Until that day, there is nothing that will completely satisfy our lives. No matter what happens to us on earth, it pales in comparison to this great hope. The Apostle Paul wrote, "For our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever." That comes from 2 Corinthians 4:17 through 18. This is the hope of the Christian. The hope of a place called heaven. There is a better world ahead. There is something greater than what we're expecting and experiencing now. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you that this world is not our home. Everything seems broken and laden with sin, but we take great comfort in your patience and mercy towards us, and that you have prepared a place for us. Whatever joys or trials we face in this life, help us to remember our true home lies elsewhere. Please keep us strong until our time on earth is done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, inviting you to be encouraged with my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You. To subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.